Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? It's time for... Yeah.
Tell me what's the score.
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve.
I get my sports from four.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
You're the sports man.
Get your sports from someone who loves them as much as you do.
St. Louis. My buddy Steve Savard for Channel 4.
That's dirty pool, Jamie Allman. Dirty pool now. You go back into the embarrassing archives from about 18 or 19 years ago. Stuff that to management seemed like a good idea at the time, and then 20 years later, you're scratching your head going, what in the hell were they thinking?
But you know what? I'll tell you the truth. I think that was an awesome promo, man. I mean, I know you're not in sports anymore because you're the esteemed anchor over there at Channel 4 and doing a great job, by the way. That was a great transition, man. I'm telling you. But anyway...
It's you know, I tell people all the time, and you know this from working. You've been accomplished in both TV and radio, but journalism is journalism, and one seat over is one seat over. And you know, I just think people make way too. It's like a sacred cow sitting in one chair.
Right.
Now, if you've built up credibility, and people, you know, viewers are the ones that decide whether or not somebody has credibility.
Yeah,
but it's just one chair over. You practice journalism. Doesn't matter where you're sitting.
But I do remember that actually promo was there when I was at Channel 4 and had the privilege of working for you, with you, and you were always a great guy. We had a lot of fun back in those days, man.
We did. It was kind of it was a different era in television. It was more of, and I always joke, I really missed the golden 10 or 15 years there where money was no object. The internet hadn't come along. Cable was in its infancy. And so the slice of the pie in television ratings or revenue was much, much bigger. And we got a little bit of taste of it. But, you know, all the stories from just the few years preceding us, those were good. Those were, you know, good days from the standpoint of you didn't sweat the bottom line very often in television news. And, you know, the payoff for a guy like you, you won a lot of awards, a lot of Emmys. You did a lot of great stuff. You were allowed the resources and...
Yeah,
the time to develop your stories, and you did it as well as anybody in St. Louis, and it paid off. We don't always have those time and that time and resources anymore because of budgetary concerns.
And you know what, buddy? Even when you were in sports, we all did it without Google.
Yeah, how'd we do it, man?
I don't know.
How in the world did we do it?
I have no idea, but we did. And one of the things I loved about Steve is Steve was doing the 10 then too, right? As in sports, and I'd have all my investigative one of my breathless investigative reports. I'd be running down the hallway, and Savard'd be all cool, calm, and collected, walking down to his. What are you up to this time, Allman? You know, he's always such a great guy to me. Hey, is your mom still listening to the show?
Always, she does. Absolutely.
You tell Mrs. Savard hello for us.
I will.
I'll tell her right now. Hello, Mrs. Savard. How you doing? But
she'll be mad. I don't. If she's not listening right now, she finds out I was on. You know how it is working in your hometown. One of the fringe benefits of your parents, your family can watch you. If you know, it's not like Singles doesn't get enough of me between Rams and this. And if she misses one little segment I do in radio, she scolds me for saying, "Why didn't you tell me you're going to be on?"
Yeah. Well, you know, you're doing a great job at Channel 4, man. Love watching you. And, of course, you just spoke of the Rams. And back in the day, you still do the Rams broadcast. But, boy, when you were teamed up with Mr. Jack Snow, that was quite a pairing there. You guys did a great job. And speaking of Jack, the late Jack Snow, you know, he had an eight-year-old granddaughter who was diagnosed with a disease known as Wolfram syndrome. You heard about that, Denise?
Mm-hmm.
It is a type 1 diabetes, but ultimately progresses to vision, hearing, brain loss, usually is diagnosed about the ages of 4 or 5. And unfortunately, 60% of those who get this disease die before age 30. And so what is Steve's involved in right now as the MC for the upcoming Jack and JT Snow Foundation's second annual adult Easter egg hunt at Grant's Farm. I'm going to be out there as well. And that's coming up this Saturday. And Steve is a big part of the Snow Foundation. They're helping people who have Wolfram syndrome survive and thrive and helping also advance the research, because this is a tough disease, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, to publicize it a little bit. Stephanie Snow Gable, who is Jack's daughter, has done an amazing job of circling the wagons in the 4 or 5 years since Raquel was diagnosed. And the beautiful thing about the Jack and JT Snow Foundation. All the money raised stays right here in research at WashU. And what better place to research an insidious disease than Washington University? And they've raised some good solid money. More money needs to be raised. But the events have always been first class. And so that's a credit to Stephanie and the people helping her and people with the foundation. And believe me, I do very, very little. Okay, so don't give me very much credit at all. But I'll tell you who also has been invaluable in this cause. And that's the Rams and specifically Jeff Fisher. And we were told when Jeff Fisher came to town from Nashville that he'd roll up his sleeves and get right into community affairs. And he's done that. And the Rams have been solidly behind this. And I think they understand two reasons. Number one, they understand, and they've done a great job of getting involved in the community and giving back. But also, I think it speaks to the clout that Jack Snow carried out there, the respect factor. He was the Rams' number one ambassador here in St. Louis, and he was beloved out of Rams Park. And so anything that relates to Jack, the Rams are going to roll up their sleeves and get behind, and they've done it. And this next event will be an adult Easter egg hunt. It's a lot of fun at Grant's Farm on Saturday night. Every event Jack and JT Snow Foundation puts on is a first-class event. This will be the second one we've done, and Jeff Fisher, among others, will be there on Saturday night.
$75 a ticket. It starts at 5:30, goes till 9:30. Last year, it was an absolute gas, folks, and it's out at the beautiful Grant's Farm, which is a great venue for it. And I got to tell you, the cause itself is significant. Those of you who may not be familiar with Wolfram syndrome have to know you are familiar with diabetes. And actually, some of the research that your donations are going to help pay for could wind up not only helping with the drug therapy for Wolfram syndrome, but also then dovetails into solutions for the rest of the diabetic world. So this is going to help a lot of people if you all step up and take part in it.
Well, that's well said. I mean, think of it, you know, it's bad enough your child is diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, but think of it almost, I don't know, a lack of a better way to put it, it's type 1 diabetes on steroids. I mean, it's just an insidious disease. And, you know, we have Stephanie and if we have a chance to get behind this thing and research it, and try to eradicate it, try to deal with it. And again, WashU research has been fantastic. And again, it's a great cause to help kids. I'm involved because of, you know, Jack Snow was not only my broadcast partner, but he was one of my closest friends in the world. And there isn't anything I wouldn't do for him or his family. But, you know, this is a chance not just to help one individual, Raquel Gable. It's a chance to help a whole lot of kids who have it now or may be diagnosed with Wolfram's in the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's really an important deal. And my dad, who suffered from diabetes and did the whole syringe thing, and I'm telling you, the solutions are not far off, and we're getting there, not only for the 4- and 5-year-olds, but also for the 70-year-olds and 50-year-olds and 40-year-olds. So, Steve Savard, great work you're doing. Find out more about this at thesnowfoundation.org. We'll put a link up there on the electric stove for all of you, and you could really see it and see how you can connect with those $75 tickets to be there for 4 hours. It's a blast, some great prizes, and plus you get to hang out with Steve Savard. So come on, Jeff Fisher too.
Jeff Fisher is going to be the bigger draw there for sure. But one other thing, Jamie, you know, after Jack passed away way too early, and so many people miss him every day. I think it's right now it's a little past 8 years, which blows my mind.
Yeah.
But I still have people, especially when I'm at a Rams game, if I'm at Rams Park for training camp, if I'm at the grocery store, I still have people that come up and talk to me and talk finally about Jack Snow, whether they love listening to him. They met him one time, and he treated them like gold. The thing about going on and finding out more about the Wolfram syndrome and the cause on the website is that you can do that, but also there's a lot of information and memories there about Jack. And what a unique family, Jack and JT, father and son, accomplished professional athletes. But there's a great video narrated by Regis Philbin about Jack and the cause. So there's a lot of information on the website, the Snow Foundation website. I encourage people to go there, research it, and also, you know, take a trip down memory lane and remember what a fun, great guy Jack Snow was here in St. Louis.
Well, thanks for the memories, buddy. You guys were a great team. And so speaking of teams, say hi to the folks over Channel 4 there for me, okay?
I will, Jamie. Thank you, man. Congratulations on your success.
Yeah, and you too. We're really proud of you, buddy, and you're doing a great job there at the anchor desk. And so we'll be watching, my friend, and we'll see you this Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks for the opportunity for me to talk to the folks about this cost. Thanks, Jim.
Sounds great. You're welcome anytime. That's Steve Savard over at Channel 4. TheSnowFoundation.org is the website.
Allman in the Morning.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know, and Steve put it this way, the Wolfram syndrome is diabetes on steroids, but the money raised via the Snow Foundation for research of Wolfram syndrome could actually have a lot of really great positive consequences for the rest of you out there who are in the throes of diabetes as well. TheSnowFoundation.org.